Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis Dotson, and I am so excited to welcome you to episode one. A little bit about myself. I'm a Christian. I'm a mother to four amazing kids, a graduate of the University of South Florida, where I have a degree in psychology. I'm a certified yoga instructor and business owner. I'm also a published author, as well as a blogger. And my blog inspired me to create the podcast. Wanted to be able to put a verbal to the writings that I do, and as well as give you guys a place where we can have communication and we can talk candidly about our life, love, marriage, divorce experiences. I really truly feel with all my heart is that when we can have open discussions about the things that we go through in a platform where it's no judgment, that we can be authentic in ourselves, it allows us to awaken to who we really are. You know, sometimes we put on these masks. I know I put on a mask in my marriage and in my relationship, because you don't want people to know that you're struggling, or your optimism makes you work hard and you think that you can do all of it by yourself when really you can't. And what I found was that if you cannot communicate or articulate the things that are bothering you or the concerns of your heart, you find yourself kind of drowning, and then you find yourself in conflict. And it's so hard to dig yourself out of that when you can't be truthful with yourself as well as your mate. And I'm hoping that the things that I was able to learn, also the stories and the testimonies that I hear from other people, that I can bring this to an audience where we can share our experience in order for all of us and each of us to grow. More importantly, so that nobody thinks that they're alone in their journey. I sometimes felt like I was alone, you know, because you're trying to make something work that's not working. And if it doesn't work, do you kind of blame yourself a little bit, or your optimism and your faith, especially faith, is pushing you through. But also you have to be able to stand on that faith. You know, many times I found in my relationship, or just when I'm going through different struggles, I'm relying on my faith, but I'm also kind of relying on my own will too. You know, we are creatures who like comfort, and we are creatures who sometimes don't like change. At least that's how I know that I handled things in the past. But now I welcome change. I welcome growth. I welcome and walk into, you know, the unknown, because my faith, my real faith that I was able to develop from these experiences that I had, was that I either had to trust God or I wasn't. It was no in between. And sometimes the in between was comfortable because I wanted it to be based on what was working for me. And I learned that life is not designed to be, you know, what's going to work for you. You're either walking by faith or you walk in with blindfolds on. And so that made me do my work. And as I did my work and I was honest with myself, I was no longer, you know, interested in blaming. I was no longer interested in accepting someone else's definition of love. Instead, I wanted to implement my own. And I found that in relationships, many times we take on assumptions rather than define and articulate what certain definitions of love, respect, camaraderie, teamwork, partnership, all of those things actually mean to us. We just assume that somebody can read our mind, or they're going to do exactly what we want to do, what we would do. And you kind of fall into a hole when you think that way. The best way to be successful in anything is to communicate. And so what I'm going to ask you guys today is that, how do you define love? What's your definition? What kind of mate do you want in your life? And then what kind of mate do you actually have in your life? Are you happy? Are you just getting by? Are you settling? Do you even know your own worth? A lot of times we walk into things assuming that people know this, but we don't articulate it. And we find ourselves in staying in places where we have overstayed our welcome. And it's not always a bad thing, but it's not a good thing when you begin to accept things in your heart or go along with things that you know doesn't make you happy, that you know isn't right, that you know you wouldn't want for your own kids or your best friend or your sister or your brother. And so what I hope that we can accomplish in this podcast is that we can be real and that we can start taking off our mask and that we can awaken to who we desire to be in our most authentic voice. I've been able to find that from my life, love, marriage, divorce journey. And I can tell you guys, it is so beautiful on the other side. I want you guys to be able to write to me and you can send messages to me and that we can talk about certain topics together. And this is going to be a place where you're going to receive positivity, encouragement, no judgment, no condemnation. Not on this podcast. I want us to be able to help one another through our life journey and to support one another. It is the only way we can grow together. It is the only way we can help one another in our relationships and encourage other people to, you know, persevere or encourage them that if it's not working, it's okay to be able to be honest, you know. And that way you can have a friendly departure versus one that's not friendly. That's not where we really want to go. At least I pray that's not where we want to go. And the most important thing is that we get to a place of forgiveness. Not only forgiving other people, but forgiving ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we can be, you know, so hard on ourselves that we stay stuck in these boxes. And that's not where we should be. We want to be outside the box. Outside the box so that we can have the right love relationship. That we can be successful professionally. That we can go out and help others. We want to be outside of the box where we can live the life that we deserve to live. That we can dream and make those dreams come true. And sometimes that is required is just a little bit of help and a little bit of support and a little bit of encouragement. So if you don't have that in your circle of friends, well, welcome to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast, because I can assure you that you will have it here. I look forward to continuing our conversations and we will have interviews. We will talk to a variety of people. We'll talk about a variety of topics. And I'm so excited because I get to have new friends. And you will always have a friend in me. I pray that your day will be one that is filled with prosperity and blessings. And please, by all means, go to my website, lifelovemarriagedivorce.com, and read up on some of the blogs. And you can also find me at MoniqueDavisDotson.com as well. Thank you once again for tuning in to our first podcast, our first episode of Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce. I look forward to you guys tuning in next week. May you have a blessed and prosperous week, and may you live in your own authenticity, seeking the peace you deserve, but making sure that you communicate and articulate exactly what that is for you. Until the next podcast, God bless.